It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's not even going to come as close as the moon to the Earth. So the main message I want to give you is, don't worry, you can look up. There's nothing to be afraid of with this one.
Sure. That's what they tell you now.
There's the operative word, though. Words. This one.
Right.
I'm like, okay, what about other ones? Okay.
That, by the way, Jen, is Dr. Jonathan McDowell. Listen to this resume. With the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
He's an idiot.
What a dummy, huh?
What a slacker that guy is.
He says the big asteroid tonight will not affect you. Don't worry about it.
It says that they categorize it, however, at NASA as a potentially hazardous asteroid because it's 1.2 million miles close to us. That's potentially a million, 1.2 million miles? Anyway, it goes by at 43,000 miles an hour, and they say it's bigger than the Empire State Building, and if you have a good telescope, you could see it.
I just want to know why are they talking about asteroids so much now? They never did before.
I'm gonna chalk it up to social media. You probably have a bunch of geeks out there who have telescopes who follow this stuff. You know, they're obsessed with space. They're obsessed with NASA. They're obsessed with moon exploration.
Yes,
and they know this is coming. So if they don't say something, NASA that being, or the experts, you're going to get these probably crazy theories from, you know, people on social media, and they'll scare the world.
Or us.
Yeah, that's true, too. So that's the only thing, the reason I think. And maybe we have better equipment. You know, we just deployed that one satellite, and it opened up the other day. I forget what it's called. It takes pictures of the black holes and deep space.
Maybe they're tracking these things better now, too.
That's
got to
be
part of it, right?
They've been tracking this thing since 1994.
Yeah.
And they say it's closest it's going to get to us. So does that mean it's been by before?
I don't know. I thought this was interesting, though. I've never seen this in comparison. So they said that this thing is about the height of the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I've never seen this listed anywhere. The one that wiped out the dinosaurs, it said it was about 10 kilometers in diameter.
It's a kilometer.
Around 10 miles, right?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah. Wow.
That's it.
That was the big one.
Wow.
Okay. Just keeping up to date.
That's a big piece of rock. I'm just saying.
Dinosaurs didn't see that coming.
No. Well, you know what happened? It probably just got dark all of a sudden.
It did. Started the dark ages.
Blocked the sun, and that was it. See you later. Bye.
Well.
Boom.
Okay. Well, there's that. Back here on Earth.
Yeah. Tell me about this evil individual.
Boy, I tell you, this was something. And I'm actually glad to see, and he had to backtrack off it. It was an awful statement to make, and this really picked up. It was from something called the All In podcast. I'm not exactly sure who hosts that thing, but he's a tech billionaire from Silicon Valley that happens to be a part owner of the Golden State Warriors NBA team. And this is relevant because the NBA has so much interest in China.
Right.
And we know that because they sent LeBron on a mission to defend China. And
oh, yeah. Remember, somebody said something bad, and then he all of a sudden had to backtrack everything.
Right.
I was like, okay.
He's a Silicon Valley billionaire. Diener, do you know his name? Chamath Palihapitiya, I believe it.
Jeez.
I don't know what it is.
Bless you.
I don't think I could get any closer, so I think you're good there.
Anyway, him.
Yeah.
Listen to this. We know the human right, and this came up because of the Olympics, and there's all kinds of controversy. A lot of countries want to pull out because of the human rights abuses. They're putting this sect of people, the Uyghurs in China.
Right.
They're in prison camps, basically.
Right.
The human rights abuses are horrific in China. So this being part NBA owner, he was asked about it.
You bring it up because you really
what?
Care. And I think
what
that's nice that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just
you
telling
really
you a
care?
Very hard.
Wait,
I'm
you're saying you personally
very,
don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line, okay? Oh, of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Now, here's
wow.
a billionaire that could actually do something about it.
What a creep.
That does business with China a lot, that could actually do something about it,
wow.
right? All the human, not just with the Uyghurs. Just human rights abuses in general. He could do something. It's below his line, Jen.
You know, it makes you wonder, though. Doesn't it make you wonder how he treats the average American?
Yeah.
This guy apparently has no concern for any other human being other than himself.
Part of his other comment, by the
jerk.
Way, this is a big part of the problem is corporations and tech giants, they don't care about this country. One of the other statements he made during the podcast was he said the United States is no better than China.
Whoa.
And that's a problem.
Holy
because
cow.
You've got a lot of these corporations that are basically selling us out, and he's one of them.
Wow. You're not kidding. He's a jerk.
He's backtracked, by the way.
I bet.
I didn't mean to sound insensitive.
No, I'm surprised, quite honestly. You know, remember with that other NBA owner, the old guy?
Oh, Sterling, yeah.
They took the team away from him because of stuff he said. Why don't they take this guy's team away from him?
Nope. Because he was pro-China. They love that.
Oh, my God.
It's a problem. It really is.
You're right. It's a big problem. Holy cow. Ugh. Tell you what's ever another big problem. The monkeys are going to take over the world.
Okay, they are definitely. Remember, was it last year's sharks? I think it was sharks and bears were wild animal bears, kingdom yeah. stories. It's all about monkeys this year.
Well, apparently in Japan, the capuchin, is that how you say that?
I think so.
Capuchin monkeys. What they did was they took one of those claw machines. You know the ones you play with that you can put a stuffed animal out of?
That
you know,
I can't
the claw, yeah, that you never win.
Never won one.
Really?
Not once.
Oh, there's a place at Universal I cleaned up. I think I almost wiped out the machine.
My kids can do it. I'm a loser at it.
Yeah, I got lucky. But anyway, what they decided to do was whether or not the monkeys could teach themselves how to operate one of those claw machines.
Oh, my God.
So they put a claw machine out there in the middle of their natural preserve at this Nagasaki Biopark, and inside were raisins. So if they could get the raisin, they got to treat. It took one monkey 20 minutes. And then he taught all the other monkeys how to do it.
See, that's the disturbing part. In all these monkey stories, they always teach the other ones
yeah.
what they learned.
Yep. They say now it's just a man. Apparently, there's a video. I've been trying to find it because I'd give it to Diener to put up. But or did you find it?
Not yet, but one day this will be on the blog. I'm going to say this week we will find the video. I'm going to make a promise right here, right now.
They're taking over.
They are taking over, and we need the video proof to show everybody, so it will be on the blog this week, somehow, some way.
They have a lot of guinea pigs at this Nagasaki Biopark, but I'm looking for the Nagasaki Biopark capuchin monkey running the claw machine.
The monkeys are going to train the guinea pigs, and they're going to have a guinea pig army.
That's right.
Jeez. And that's how they start. That's right. How Planet of the Apes started.
They'll somehow make the guinea pigs bigger and ride on their backs.
They're riding guinea pigs.
Yes, with little saddles.
They like rodents, because capybaras are also really big at their thing. Those are
They look
like a big, I don't know, beaver, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, got some guys playing with one of them.
Remember?
Don't ask me.
Remember last month we had this story in India of the monkeys that were grabbing dogs and throwing them off buildings?
Oh, they got even because one of the dogs killed a monkey.
Those were revenge monkeys.
They had a sense of revenge and then banded together to kill the other dogs.
We better keep an eye on the monkeys. Just saying.
There's something going on here.
There's a problem. One of them's named Caesar and starts to talk.
Run. Or get the tranquilizer.
Caesar, no.
We'll get a tranquilizer gun out quickly.
That's right.
Holy cow.
All right.
That's pretty amazing, though.
I don't know how this is going to affect the election, but Nikki Fried, our ag commissioner.
Yeah, she's done. After this comment, she should be done.
She went over the edge attacking Ron DeSantis on this one.
Speaking of Ron DeSantis, we'll just segue into that. He's got something really cool for sale on his website.
Uh-oh, the merch?
The merch is great.
All right, we got that and a lot more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. More news from Karen is coming up along the way at 8:30. What's coming?
So Dad and I were having conversations about the difference between 5G and 4K.
Oh, boy. How'd that go?
I thought we had 5G on the TV. I'm like, no.
Not yet, anyway, Dad.
So, what is with
this? We got that 7E.
Do I have 5G?
Yeah, no, you do not. Yeah. You also don't have the Disney Channel.
I don't. Yeah, that's right. I don't get that. So, the CEOs of the nation's biggest airlines and shipping carriers, they want to block 5G networks. It's on your phone. It's like it's a system of tubes and whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's causing problems at airports so that you can't have it within 2 miles of an airport.
So that's a problem. They didn't figure this out beforehand?
Well, what I don't get is this has been in Europe for like a year.
Right.
So if they can do it successfully in Europe, why can't we do it successfully here? And it's the same companies doing it.
Well, you know, they think it's a technology issue. 5G signals could interfere with flight technology, including radar and planes. But it's the same thing when you can't have your phone on the plane.
Right.
Who among us in here puts your phone on airplane mode?
I don't. Sorry.
Me either. None of us do.
No one does. And what I was told, by the way,
doesn't do anything.
An unnamed source, that doesn't interfere with the plane at all.
I
know. That's so the flight attendants don't have people annoying them on the phone and not listening to them.
See?
Yeah, I don't buy that. Sorry.
So.
Yeah, I don't get why they're against it, though.
I don't know. Well, it's going to interfere with their technology, just like you talking on your phone on the plane.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. we'll see what happens. Gosh, yeah, if they're doing it in Europe, by God, they should be able to do it here. That won't come up.
I just don't get it. Yeah.
All right, Karen, that and more coming up about 10 minutes away at 8:30, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Now that we're talking about airlines, we don't talk to Jay Ratliff today, our aviation expert. We usually talk to him on Mondays, but right. We were off yesterday, but he sent us a story. Did you see what he sent about FedEx?
No.
FedEx, you know, the shipping company.
Yes.
Wants laser-based missile defense systems on their planes. And you're thinking.
Huh?
You're thinking, well, that's a little sci-fi, isn't it? That's a little much. No. In October of 2019, FedEx first applied for approval to equip some of its aircraft with laser-based missile defense system. And the FAA took a step towards making it happen. Freight companies have been concerned with shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles that could be used to target aircraft from 3 miles away. During the summer of 2001, a threat of a surface-to-air missile fired in an airliner was one of the main worries.
Jeez.
Because they ship all over the world.
Yeah.
Not like they're just flying over the Midwest all the time.
Well, and you know what? I don't know if they're close enough to see what they are, but if you want to take down an American plane, what better one to take down than a FedEx plane?
Well, exactly.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, look, it's like what they're doing in L.A., robbing the train cargo, the containers.
Oh, that's nuts.
And then they had one derail yesterday, they said, from the debris that was left from the previous robbery. I'm like, what are these people taking? And I guess it's all, a lot of it's high-end stuff, like headed to like Macy's or Nordstrom's or something like that. They're stealing everything.
They know what to go after.
Wow. That's incredible. So now they're going after container cars. So what better? FedEx is probably delivering, in this case, maybe, I don't know, money, maybe currency,
absolutely,
maybe important documents. Take down the plane and get what you want.
It's not just Ipsy bags.
No.
Hi, Diener.
Hey, guys. Diener. That train story, though, is nuts.
It's crazy. The video is insane.
I mean, if you haven't seen it, maybe we'll throw it up there sometime this week because it's kind of gone under the radar a little bit. And it's basically when they come through this one station, they have to go slow during this one part in L.A. And the criminals are caught on. They figure, well, we're not going to be prosecuted with all these, you know, crazy laws or non-laws that they have now in Los Angeles, that they just jump onto these slow-moving cargo trains and open them up, and they steal all these goods.
It's like a combination of the Old West,
right,
like hijacking freight trains, and the Purge.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then they just leave the empty boxes out all over the train yard, and it's a mess. It looks like, remember like the old commercials?
Looks like a tornado went through.
Yeah, or like the old commercials where they would show like the people in India, like starving kids in India, and it would just be garbage on the ground. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
I mean, just
terrible.
Garbage everywhere throughout these train tracks.
Yeah, they got 17, I guess, over the weekend that derailed, and they just robbed them blind.
And they can't do anything about it. They try to put security there, but nothing happens.
Yeah. This is what soft on crime means.
Yep.
This is what it actually turns society into. Hey, locally, we got some good news. Florida Department of Health announced just yesterday we have 5 new monoclonal antibody therapy treatment sites. One in Palm Beach County is coming in West Boynton.
Yeah,
how about that?
Where's it going to be? You said it's really in Lake Worth, but it's considered West Point. What is it? There was something, some confusion.
It's that Twilight Zone near me.
Okay, so it's kind of like you think it's West Boynton, but it really is Lake Worth or something. I don't know.
It's the West Boynton Rec Center. It's on 6000 North Tree Boulevard. It's right off a jog.
Okay.
So that's really, really close to me, actually.
Wow.
It's going to be open 7 days a week from 9 to 5.
And this is when the people who go to said monoclonal sites are those who think they've been exposed to COVID-19, but you're not like fully, you know, you can't go like 8 days after you've been exposed.
Right.
If you think, I think it's within the first couple of days you have to get there.
Right.
So, and they'll treat you with Regeneron or whatever it is, the new monoclonal therapies that they have. And apparently they're like 90% effective, if not more so.
Governor said on January 7th, remember that 15,000 doses made by Regeneron have been secured. So here you go. So they're opening up a couple of more sites in Broward and Miami-Dade, too.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Speaking of the governor,
apparently
he's not a very nice person, according to Nikki Fried, who's running against him. She's our agriculture commissioner.
I think she's crazy, and I mean that sincerely. I really do. I used to think this is just a play to – they were desperate. They know that it's a popular governor and they're not going to win. They're off the deep end on this, though. She was on a public radio podcast?
She was on, it's called the Florida Roundup Podcast.
She compared DeSantis to Hitler And I give the interviewer credit, Jen. She gave her multiple opportunities to say, do you want to back down off that a little bit?
She also gave her multiple opportunities to continue to, like, you know, put herself in a bad spot, which
well,
she
sure.
did. Yeah.
Well, here you go. This is what it sounded like.
I've learned of those stories.
Are you comparing DeSantis to Hitler?
In a lot of ways, yes. I have studied Hitler and how he got to power, you know, wanting his own militia and having his own.
There are other states that have one.
Absolutely. But the reason why this governor wants it is different than the other states that have been utilizing it for emergency purposes. This governor is doing it for the sole purposes of power and doing so to make fear and to instill that, to blame people for what is happening in their lives, blaming certain parts of our society and our culture. And that's exactly what Hitler did to the Jews back, you know, during World War II.
Okay. Wow. Even the Anti-Defamation League, no friend to Republicans or DeSantis, that's for sure. Even they said we are highly offended by this.
I'd be highly offended, too.
Demanding an apology.
And she better apologize. This is the second time open mouth, insert foot. Ooh. First she did it with the COVID test that, the governor, he's trying to kill people because he just let these COVID tests go bad and sit in a warehouse. Then the CDC came back and said, no, those tests are okay. Go ahead. You can use them. So then she had to backtrack on that. But no one, you don't compare anybody in today's existence and even in history to this, that worst person in humanity, Adolf Hitler. She's crazy. We get some great news about what Ron DeSantis is, however, selling on his website. We'll get to that story in a minute.
I like the merch tent he's got there online.
He's got a great merch tent. I want him to come do a concert so we can buy this stuff on site. It'd be cool.
Here we get that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
This is about suppressing the vote. It's about nullifying the election. It's about just doing so many things to be obstacles to participation. That's wrong.
No, it's not. And oh boy, you're going to hear a lot of that today. Get ready for it. It's their last ditch effort. The Senate Democrats, actually Democrats all over the country, to push for their voting rights bill, as they call it, which is anything but.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a very good liar. You know, and when I lie, you can usually catch it. But
want to play some poker?
Well, no, that's a different story. When it involves
when
money.
When there's money involved.
When money's involved, forget it. All rules are off the books. But she lies so proficiently.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you do that? How do
I
you
think,
just do that and not have any conscience about it?
I think half of them believe it. But, you know, you're right. People like Nancy, they just, because they know it's at stake. This is their ultimate wish list. Decades in the making. All of this stuff you've all looked past in years past and go, what are the Democrats doing? It all leads to this point. This is the tip of the funnel. Their ultimate dream goal is to federalize elections, make anybody can vote. They'll be mail-in, get rid of the states' voting rights and their own state constitutions because they would be in power forever. This is the ultimate dream. That's why it's a full court press today.
You know what? And even if you do believe in that, just think of anything else that the federal government runs and it finds something that is run extremely efficiently.
I can't think of any.
Find something, you know. Yes, the mail carriers, they work, you know, diligently, but it's not their fault the post office is losing money hand over fist. Social Security. Look at that. Look at the VA benefits and the VA hospital situation. I mean, until Trump came into power, nothing was changed there. I mean, it's horrible. So you want this? You want that agency running the elections? Good luck to you.
No, it's a power play. That's all it is. And all weekend long on the MLK Day.
But that's another thing. How can you be so, heartless?
They just, because it's about opportunity.
It's time for every American to speak out, be heard. Where do you stand? Whose side are you on?
Said this on MLK Day.
Yeah, it's whose side are you on? I'm on my side, buddy. Not yours. That's for darn sure. I really don't think he's all here. I hate to say that, but I really don't think he's all here. It's kind of scary is what it is.
It's really scary.
You know what was really scary, too, that synagogue thing yesterday and the FBI trying to say it wasn't a terrorist attack.
What a turnabout that was on their statement, huh?
Why? By the way, you know how you can talk to us via 850 WFTL's mobile app?
Yes.
Cindy sent us all kinds of stuff, but somebody else. Cindy, by the way, the trees, the citrus situation, it's called greening. It kills the trees. It's worse than canker, she said.
It's really bad, though.
Yeah, she said that's what it's called. But somebody else sent us a thing and said, wait, today or tomorrow it'll come in that this guy that attacked the synagogue came in through the Mexican border, came over the southern border.
See, that's what I was thinking, too. And I don't know why the FBI came out so strongly saying he came into JFK Airport in New York. I thought the southern border as well.
So, but somebody said that it's going to come out today. But anyway, this guy, how evil are you that you go to the synagogue, you literally knock on the window.
Right.
Rabbi sees you, comes out, realizes that you're in distress and tries to allay your fears or calm you down or help you through whatever the dilemma. Come on in. Makes a cup of tea for the guy, sits down with him. Next thing you know, this guy takes the rabbi hostage along with four other people.
Right.
I'm like, how evil are you that here's a person that is willing to help you and you just turn on them? They don't have a conscience at this point. But this rabbi... First, he let this I don't even know what the guy's name is, and I don't really care. He's dead now, and he was not nice. He let somebody go 6 hours into it. 8 hours into it, the rabbi, God love this guy, realized he had an opportunity. The terrorist turned his back. He hit him in the back of the head with a chair, grabbed a chair and threw it at him.
Good move.
And he said, run, and everybody else ran outside. And as they were running out, the FBI SWAT team came in, and I guess they just blew this guy away.
Thank God.
Yeah, so he's no longer on this earth. But, you know, for the FBI to say originally it wasn't against an attack against the Jewish community and it wasn't a terrorist, I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
That was amazing. There was so much backlash that the FBI had to come out with a real statement saying it was a terrorist act directed at the Jewish community.
Hello?
Yeah, no kidding.
So
what's with the original statement? Are we back to protecting radicalized Islamists like we were during the Obama administration? And why?
I don't get it.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. But it didn't make sense when the FBI said the guy flew into JFK and said, I'm staying at a hotel.
Oh, okay.
And there wasn't a flag somewhere? The guy was thrown out of the UK by the British government because he was a terrorist.
None of it makes sense.
Why didn't they arrest him?
We're hearing from the rabbi for the first time.
Oh, God love this man.
He's finally doing some interviews.
I want to thank everyone in our community and throughout the world who has been with us on this journey. All of the well wishes and kindness and compassion, so many people reaching out.
That was him.
Wow.
Rabbi Charlie Citrone Walker.
Good for him.
And, he said something else too.
A huge thank you to the three amazing individuals who joined me on Shabbat morning to pray in person. And somehow together, we made it through that traumatic ordeal.
Well, that could have been a lot worse.
Wow.
Thank God.
I'd love to hear this guy speak.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
What about that?
Wow.
He's good with a chair.
He's good with a chair. Well, and you know what? He's good with I mean, that's more or less a common sense thing. And you got to have a lot of guts to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you miss, guy, right. you know you're going to die.
Right.
So, that was an incredible thing what he did. It really is. It's
all of the hostages
cow.
Made it out okay.
All of them. Isn't that amazing?
Good.
Good
Thank
for
God.
Them. I found your birthday present.
All right.
Your birthday, Karen's is today, and yours comes up in a couple of weeks here.
Bring it.
Well, the problem is it might not be here because it's on back order.
It's always a problem. It's always I was going to.
Well, it is called...
All the Christmas gifts I was going to get.
It's Ron DeSantis' website, our governor, and it's Escape to Florida t-shirts. They mock the prominent Democrats who have recently traveled to the Sunshine State amid the surge of the Omicron variant. It is called the Lockdown Libs Tour t-shirt. On the front, it says Escape to Florida, has a picture of a thing that says open, for with an open sign.
Sure.
And on the back, it says, we don't blame you, and it lists all the people, all the Democrats, the prominent ones who have made their way to Florida to come here and, have a nice vacation without a mask on and party and have a good time.
Excellent. They're pointing it all out.
So they, unfortunately for you, Bill, it sold out like almost instantly. So I got to wait till they
that's the story.
Get a few more, and then maybe your birthday present. You might get it next birthday.
That's okay. I put in an order. It's back ordered, but for the best DeSantis shirt ever for one of his sayings. It's I'll be wearing this next week.
Give me a break. You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
I'll be wearing that.
That is the greatest, one of the greatest lines he ever had.
He needs more of those.
He does. He definitely needs more of those. I agree. We need more of this kind of stuff. I found my birthday present, so you guys better start, pulling your money so you can buy it. It's called Enigma. It has a name. It is the largest black diamond in the world. 555.55 carats. It's expected to sell. Okay, you guys got your pennies ready? On February 3rd, the auction opens up. For it, they figure they'll start the bid at like $6.8 million and go up from there. So could you like pull your pennies and start getting the money now?
Is that down at Zales or Jared or where do I get one of these?
You got to go to
Diamond Exchange,
Sotheby's auction house.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
I've got $5 in my pocket. If you want to cover the rest, Bill?
Okay. Yeah.
Do that.
Okay. That's one of the fives out of the 555 carat black diamond.
Every little bit helps.
You got to start somewhere.
That's it.
Holy cow! Thank you.
Wow,
well, I appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
No problem, Jen.
We've got an asteroid flyby happening tonight, apparently. So that's going on.
Yeah, you're gonna feel a nice breeze probably late this afternoon. Yeah, that'll happen as it gets. It's the closest it's been ever.
That's about it.
And it's big. And did you see what somebody did with the Spider-Man comic book, how much they paid for this thing? This is scary. Who has this kind of money? That's what I want to know.
The same guy that buys that diamond.
Yeah. Okay, good. Who? You want to introduce him to me, please?
Sure. All right, that and more coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time coming up again, Karen. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
That'll be at 9 o'clock. What's in that one?
I don't know. I forgot. I'm so old. I have...
Oh, stop
memory
it.
Loss.
Oh, come on.
I need my ginkgo biloba.
It's just one day older than yesterday.
Yeah, well.
Yesterday was a tough day.
When you exit your 50s and enter the 60s, it's over.
Oh, anyway. Stop.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
I'm sorry I brought it up now.
Yeah, really.
And another case in point that it's over, we had an underwater volcanic eruption in Tonga in the southern Pacific, and it's impacting our places like Michigan and Chicago.
Well, that's not good.
Wow. At like O'Hare Airport. Apparently, there was a spike in air pressure readings that were detected at the airport like hours after this. There was a shock wave that circled the globe.
Huh.
Wow.
And it killed a British woman there. A tsunami did.
Yeah, she went out to rescue her dog.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
That'd be a horrible way to go.
Yeah, dog survived. She didn't. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? You go to rescue the dog. Yeah, she got swept out to sea, apparently.
Man.
Yeah, those waves from the tsunami, though, were incredible. When it happened, I was on social media scrolling through looking like, oh my gosh, someone took a video in Santa Cruz, California with waves crashing on the seawalls there in California.
It may not sound like much, but it was 4 feet. The waves went up four feet. That's the whole water level goes up.
Right.
From it. Yeah.
And all the Spicolis were out there surfing.
From the other side of the world that happened.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that the air pressure went up in Chicago and Michigan. That's so weird.
Yeah.
And it was underwater.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You could see from satellite. It was nuts.
Yeah, it is. It's the end of the world as we know it.
All right. Jeez. Happy birthday.
Yeah, really. Boy, you're like death and destruction over
there.
Oh,
my God.
The hell happens next year at this time.
Have a wonderful day.
Wait a minute. Is this bad luck because now that asteroid is coming close to us on Karen's birthday?
That too.
Is this not good?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so the whole
thing with birthday, Karen.
Ben Affleck got to go back home and be with Bruce Willis's daughter, and Bruce Willis blew up.
Right, Armageddon. Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
Any happy stories?
Boy, I feel like Bruce Willis on an asteroid.
Ruin the ending for me. I never saw that movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, we'll see you at 9.
Yeah,
right. Your cheerful news coming up. Who's talking 850 WFTL?
Get the wheelchair ready, guys. Jeez.
It's the South Florida Morning Show. You know what else is over? This is actually good news. According to Johns Hopkins University.
What's that deal?
Daily COVID cases, Omicron, by the way.
Yes.
Dropped 47% last week.
Oh.
Deaths fell by 38%.
Oh, how come we're not hearing about any of this?
And still, the little dictator Fauci is warning of new variants.
Of course. That's the way he stays. That's how he keeps his $650,000 a year job.
This followed the exact prediction, followed by what South Africa went through, because that's where it was first discovered. The exact timeline and the exact pattern of what happened.
Yeah, our governor, as a matter of fact, made that comment a couple of weeks ago. He said it's going to spike and then it's going to drop like a rock.
Right.
And I guess that's where we are. The problem is everyone tests positive, and if you test positive, and it may be a false positive, who knows, but you can't go to work. So you sit home for 5 days. Then the next thing you know, you get, especially hospitals are getting hit really hard. So what you need is that. So all you hear is, oh, the National Guard's being sent to hospitals in L.A. and Chicago and Atlanta. Well, it's because everybody's sick and they're calling in sick and they don't have anybody to work. It's not like they're dying. It's just they tested positive.
And they've scared the hell out of people to the point where they're going to emergency rooms for sniffles.
I know.
Because it's been nonstop fear-mongering on the news instead of just get factual information out there.
You want to get some ugly beady eyes? Look at you. Go into a grocery store and sneeze.
I'm sure.
I was in a store the other day and I sneezed. I got really bad allergies. And once I sneeze once, it's like a succession of them. I thought this old man was going to stab me. He was just glaring at me.
And burn
he was
her.
Like, you need to leave. I said, I have allergies. You need to leave. I was like, oh, please.
Wow.
So I just kind of walked to the next aisle. But yeah,
sure, he was talking about the sneezing?
She just didn't like me.
You
I
need
guess.
To leave now. How does this stuff happen to you?
Oh, come spend this time with my life.
I don't understand. Nothing like this has ever happened to me.
It's always when you leave the station, too.
Yeah.
I was on the way home, and I got hit by a water buffalo.
No, did you see what happened to me this weekend? My tractor wouldn't turn off.
I did see that.
That was the strangest thing in the world.
I feel very bad. You had a tractor poltergeist going on.
It did, and I couldn't find anybody. Of course, it happened late, like on Sunday, and right. I couldn't find anybody to help me. And then finally, I get in touch with my son-in-law. He goes, just get ready. He goes, kill off the intake. He goes, kill off the oxygen. And he goes, just open up the air tank valve and block it. I like I know where that is. So it ran literally for like 18 hours straight until it ran out of fuel.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, the carburetor's clean.
Yeah, well.
It's a solenoid, so they tell me. Oh. I don't know. Happens all the time. Well, I'm out of here.
You need a camera crew. I'm just saying.
So, no, I did it. I did it live so people wouldn't think I was crazy. I did it actually for Kubota so I could prove to them it wouldn't turn off.
Yeah, true. There you go.
Anyway, I digress.
Get a new tractor out of it?
No. I love my tractor. It's great. Just wouldn't it was a, it was just possessed for the weekend. That's all. I tell you what I'd like to get is I want to go through my parents' house and see if my brother's like stored away a comic book somewhere that had anything to do with Marvel. This is crazy. Spider-Man, okay, number one, No Way Home, got bumped off as number one this weekend by that Scream movie. Is that all the original people came back for that film?
At least a lot of them, I think. So, I think that was the hype about it.
So that it's the first time in weeks that Spider-Man wasn't number one at the box office. But a 1984 Spider-Man comic, a page from that comic book, just sold for more than $3 million. Actually, it's $3.36 million.
Which I don't understand. Aren't you supposed to not even make a wrinkle on these original comic books?
This is
a page?
I think it was the original artwork. The page artwork.
Oh, like a frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it was. And why was it? It came from the Secret Wars #8 comic book. It shows Spider-Man in his symbiote costume, the all black one, I guess, which ended up being like Venom's costume.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I don't follow that stuff close enough. But does he not go back to red again? So he was black for a while. Does he become Venom? He's not Venom, is he?
No.
Okay.
But he became a bad Spider-Man, though, right? Wasn't that the story?
He did?
Yeah, he became not like Venom like Eddie Brock is, like we see in the movies, but he became, like, it kind of made him crazy.
The suit controlled him.
Yeah, it made him like a jerk and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Okay, well, if you know anybody who's got that kind of money to spare on a page of a comic book, it's ridiculous.
That's the next Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man, the jerk from home. Tom Holland is the jerk.
That's right.
All right. Well, speaking of real animals, that's a crazy story of capuchin monkeys out of Japan that you had. That's our wild animal kingdom story for the day.
You know, let me tell you, that's scary too because they're going to take over the world.
They're learning and teaching each other things.
It's
not
crazy.
Good.
Nope, not good stuff at all.
We get that. We're hearing now from the hero rabbi from the Texas hostage situation.
I love this man.
Wow. Yeah, it's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen and Bill. Keep it here.